thoughts that come up. You ever heard the word shallow in the Bible? Do you know what it means? Jeremiah chapter 7 tells us to remember shallow. Now, when you talk about the word shallow, turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 7. I'm going to read down through verses 1 through 15. I'll do my best not to be long today. And some lessons we can learn when we remember shallow. And we'll talk about the ways that shallow was used in the Bible. There's two different things that it referred to. Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 1 through 15. And it reads as such. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word and say, Hear the word of the Lord, all ye of Judah, that enter into these gates to worship the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this land. Trust ye not in lying words, saying, The temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. For if you thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if ye thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, if ye oppress not the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and shed not innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other gods to your hurt, then will I cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers forever and ever. Behold, ye trust in lying words that cannot profit. Will ye steal, murder, and commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense unto Baal, and walk after other gods whom ye know not, and come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, We are delivered to do all these abominations. Is this the house which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your eyes? Behold, even I have seen it, saith the Lord. But go ye now unto my place which was in Shiloh, where I set my name at first, and see what I did to the wickedness of my people Israel. And now, because ye have done all these works, saith the Lord, and I spake unto you, rising up early and speaking, but ye heard not, and I called you, but ye answered not. Therefore will I do to this place which is called by my name, wherein ye trust, and the place which I gave unto you and to your fathers, as I have done to Shiloh, and will cast you out of my sight, as I have cast out all your brethren, even the whole seed of Ephraim. The prophet Jeremiah lets us know that there was something special that happened in Shiloh. The word Shiloh is mentioned 33 times in the Old Testament. And that's mentioned in two different contexts. Context number one goes all the way back to Genesis 49 and 10. When Jacob was giving the prophecies over his 12 sons, and he says this, and I'm paraphrasing it. He says, the scepter, should not depart from Judah until Shiloh comes. Here is a direct reference to the Messiah. So in one aspect, it's mentioned as referring to the coming Messiah, which is definitely, we all know, Jesus Christ. But then there's another mention of Shiloh, which is mentioned a lot more times than this reference to the Messiah. Shiloh was basically a city in the West Bank of Israel, modern-day Israel. You know, and basically it came on the scene after Joshua and the Israelites had captured the land of Canaan. Joshua first settled in Gilgal, and then he moved to Shiloh. And why was Shiloh important? Because he set up the tabernacle there. And from the time of Shiloh, from the time of Joshua, until the end of the time of Judges, until David brought the Ark of the Covenant back to Israel, or Bethel, that was the center place of worship for Israel. So Jeremiah is telling them to remember certain things here. This is giving a bit of background. Shiloh at one point in time was a sacred place because of the disobedience, because they refused to listen to God, because they went after idol gods. Basically, God destroyed that place. So God here is telling them to remember some lessons about Shiloh. Let's look at some of the false things they did in Shiloh to cause God to destroy them. They trusted in the temple. To excuse their faith to fully serve God, they were just saying, here is the temple, the Lord's temple, the Lord's temple. Now think about that in our terms today. We use it kind of synonymous with the church, right? But the church is more than just a building. The church is the people. The church is a working organism, a growing working organism. It's not a social club. It's not a place just to have your place, to be a part of something per se, but it is a divine institution started by Christ himself when he says, I will build my church and the gates of Hades should not prevail against it. But it's here for a purpose. And I think sometimes we're just like these folks. That's why we can learn lessons from this, because all they was concerned about was just saying that the temple of the Lord was there. Had no devotion to it. Just like folks say, Jesus, 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 but have no intentions of giving their life to him. They have no intentions of doing that. So it was the attitude. The attitude, we are safe. Surely the Lord will not allow his temple to be destroyed, overlooking all of the sin and the moral corruption that was there. The law requires more than rituals involving temple worship and outward piety. Repentance and service was to be done thoroughly. It was to affect and show up in the individual's life, in their daily dealings with all people and all their other responsibilities.